May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 155. The fountain of Christ, assist me to sing. The blood of our priest, our crucified King, which perfectly cleanses from sin and from filth, and richly dispenses salvation and health. Hymn 155.
Thank you.
Our reading this evening is from two portions of Scripture. First of all, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25. And then afterwards, the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, and commencing to read at verse 31. Matthew 25, commencing at verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I wasn't hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, that inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. And now the Epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, and reading down to verse 28. The first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I laboured more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Amen. May the Lord bless that portion of his holy word to our never dying souls and help his servant to pray.
May the Lord truly teach us to pray. O thou almighty, eternal Lord God, one that truly inhabits eternity, all power given unto thee in heaven and in earth, dwells in thy infinite holiness and glory. How can a worm of this earth, a sinful worm, one that solemnly has to confess, we did you of old, behold, I am vile, born in sin, shapen in iniquity. Lord, we prove that every day, every night. It shapes all our thoughts, our words, our deeds. Lord, we humbly plead once more, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But there is a glorious one, blessed be thy holy name, that now sits and rules and reigns in triumph, in power, in glory. And Lord, oh, to blessedly know something of that power in our souls this night, something of that glory. And oh, may our hearts pant after the water brooks. So panteth my soul after thee, O God, for those living waters, for those living streams, for that that blessedly, gloriously flows through Christ Jesus, through all that thou hast done for wretched, hell-deserving sinners. Oh, that some soul, some cast-down, groaning sinner this night might, as it were, stand amazed, Lord, at thy power, at thy glory, at thy sacred presence. And Lord, it might still be blessedly known to pluck a brand from the burning. Oh, to fear not, thou worm Jacob. I will hold thy right hand, Lord, very close. And, oh, Lord, take away all fear. When thou dost come and make the place of thy feet glorious in a sinner's heart, oh, where's the fear? Lord, oh, that our very souls might be so powerfully drawn away then, that there may be a command this night in this house of prayer to get thee behind me, Satan. Lord, that blessed peace be still, that that passeth understanding. And Lord, command it to come apart and rest a while. Sacred rest, blessed rest, in Christ Jesus. Oh, that souls might go out to it. Troubled souls, burdened souls, groaning souls. And Lord, that thy will might be done in earth as it is in heaven this night. And thou would say, no sinner, empty away. Feed the sheep, feed the lambs. O blessed Spirit of truth, open our mouth wide and do thou fill it. Lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. And do truly strengthen the things that remain, that are ready to die. Lord, we do think of our dear friend at the desk. We think of, Lord, each dear deacon. Do help them, do strengthen them. And Lord, may this church and people bear one another's burdens. Thou knowest, Lord, their groaning. Thou knowest their desires. Thou knowest that laid upon them. All known to thee. Oh, Lord, bless seeking souls amongst them. Oh, may seekers be finders. May they be blessed knocking at mercy's door. Oh, set before that open door, that no man can shut. Those blessings, those glories in Christ Jesus. And get the honour and glory, Lord. Get the immortal honours to rest on Jesus' head. Our life, our portion, our living bread. Oh, may the drawing this night be so powerful. No room for sin. No room for self. No room for Satan. Lord, we truly give thanks, thy great goodness, every mercy. And Lord, those mercies lengthened out, those mercies we still know and enjoy, the mercies of a faithful God. Oh, to such an unfaithful sinner. Lord, it is to be wondered at. But, oh, Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Lengthen out those mercies, those blessings, thy favours, Lord. And, oh, to above all know that precious gift in Christ Jesus. Do then help, draw, dear younger ones, dear children, to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. In those things, Lord, lovingly talk to them. In those hymns sung. In those things read, and Lord, it may be this night in that read to dear children now in the homes, Lord, do bless it. And bless it to dear parents and those as they would read to them and bring forth these truths of old. In thy rich mercy, do bless, dear younger ones, found in thy house this night. May there be a portion for them also. And Lord, dear parents, Lord, do undertake and supply all the need and continue to supply all the need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, as we think of dear younger ones and those that have been joined together in love, and those that hope to be joined together in love. Lord, do, we would pray, undertake for them. Oh, favour them together with that great mercy, that blessing. Draw, casting the burden upon the Lord, knowing thy sustaining. And oh, in all those trials, those things that, Lord, will come, walking this sin-cursed earth, Lord, we do pray that there may be a blessed drawing. Oh, together, to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Lord, thou knowest the burdens of each then. Lord, the groaning of each. Lord, none beyond thy power. May that command go forth, encourage him, encourage her. And oh, in thy time and in thy way, come and make the place of thy feet glorious. Thou that dost fulfill still impossibilities. Lord, have we not proved it? Have there not living witnesses in this house of prayer that have proved it? Or is there not that cloud of witnesses that have gone before, blessedly known it? Oh, in thy rich mercy then, still blessedly work. Oh, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him. All his troubles, all his needs. Lord, we do pray that thou in thy rich mercy would bless them. And Lord, dear older ones, in all the burdens laid on them, undertake for them, Lord. Favour them still, Lord, to seek first the kingdom of God. Help them still to look unto Jesus. Oh, blessedly prove, I will all thy burdens bear, I will all thy needs supply. In much mercy, do we pray, remember, dear older ones, in all the afflictions and sorrows of the way, those increasing things, Lord, lengthen out in measure mercies, Lord, in faculties and in the pathway and in loved ones, if it be thy most holy will. Lord, be better than all our sins and all our fears. But Lord, when there is that coming down, oh, we do pray. Those that walk deep waters, those that know pains and troubles and afflictions, oh, be very gracious. Lord, may there be that blessed preparation. And may our hearts go out to it. Prepare me, gracious God. Prepare them, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Lord, it must be thy work. Let it appear unto thy servants, thy glory to their children. Lord, we do pray then for a shortening of affliction's days. Without it, Lord, we read, any flesh be saved, no flesh shall be saved. Lord, do in thy rich mercy then, oh, blessedly work, rule and overrule for good. And Lord, may there be that portion also for those that remain. We read of it concerning dear David, and we humbly plead it. that portion for those that go and those that stay. Lord, do in thy mercy hear prayer this night. Thou knowest the things of the closet, nothing hid from thee, the secret place of the stairs, the groaning pathway there. Those that cry, undertake for me. Lord, remember me. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, hear our poor cries. Lord, do in thy rich mercy draw near as we think of dear ones at home. We humbly trust thy servant among them. Oh, do open thy mouth wide and fill it, Lord, where thy servants stand this night. And Lord, thou canst speak through thy word declared of old. He being dead yet speaketh. Lord, do in thy rich mercy then bless thy word. May it go forth and be glorified. May thy servants be kept and help to open their mouth wide, and do thou fill it then. We plead once more that certainly I will be with thee. Touch our lips with a live coal from off the heavenly altar. Lord, we do pray that thou would in thy rich mercy blessedly work in sinners then. And Lord, hear the cries of a sinner. Lord, do get thee honour and glory then. Lord, we pray it again. And Lord, we do beg that thou remember our poor land. And we think of our raw house and older. Lord, with some it can't be long. But oh, may there be that that goes forth. Lord, thou hast blessed in that family, and blessed it for the good of this poor sinful land in generations past. Lord, may there be prayer then. And may there be praise and work in dear younger ones also. Lord, in the midst of this evil day and generation, thou canst work then in our sovereign. Thou canst work in the heir to the throne. Oh, do have mercy, Lord. We would not limit thy power. And in our prime minister and her ministers, and in our parliament, could there be those? Oh, may it be so, Lord. Brought, as dear Hezekiah, in the solemn responsibilities, that all that surrounds and the impossibility and the cry of the old enemy. Oh, could they prove, turning to the wall, praying to the Lord, allaying help upon one that is mighty. For truly, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. Lord, sin to the very core. But oh, to prove once more, in me is thine help. Lord, we pray for the peace of the city, and to be blessed in that peace. And Lord, we do pray that thou would blessedly go forth in our poor land. Draw souls to thee, go out into the highways, hedges. Blessed Spirit of Truth, that thy house may be filled. Lord, to prove on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against thee. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, literally, and thy one church, we pray for thy persecuted people. Lord, we have great blessings, great mercies. We would truly give thanks for it and pray for a lengthening out of it. We don't deserve the least of all the mercies. But do remember thine, Lord, under the heel of the power of darkness. But oh, Lord, do thou blessedly so rule and reign. And Lord, oh, could there be, Lord, thy mercy, thy deliverance, thy praise, what hath God wrought? Lord, do help our dear brethren as they gather in prayer. And oh, do help them. Lord, service by service. And Lord, oh, Lord, work in sinners. Call those yet out of nature's darkness, younger, older, the power is thine then. Oh, may the glory be thine. We ask help of God, help in singing of the hymns, for Jesus Christ's sake.
Hymn 171. Join all who love the Saviour's name to sing his everlasting fame. Great God, prepare each heart and voice in him forever to rejoice. Hymn 171.
Thank you.
and humble and complete dependence on thee, Lord, for all needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 15, and the latter part of verse 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and the last part of verse 22. In Christ shall all be made alive. The whole verse reads, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." I woke with these words this morning. Oh, that the Lord may blessedly open them up and lead into the truth as it is in Jesus, and feed our souls and strengthen our souls for it's a remarkable portion of his word. All the more remarkable that the man that wrote these deep, blessed truths, eternal truths in Christ Jesus, in his earlier days, he persecuted the church of Christ. In his early days, he witnessed as men, women, were committed to prison and to death, stood at the, stood beside, as it were, minded those garments of those that stoned a man to death, having heard a blessed testimony. And oh, seen him even look unto his Lord Jesus and blessedly cry, not moved by these mercies, these blessings in Christ Jesus until. No wonder the dear apostle, there's one word that must bring before you in this word, made. Made. It's a word in our day hated. It's a word undermined. But oh, Saul of Tarsus declares it to the honour and glory of his God, of his Jesus. Made. He couldn't do it himself. Wasn't anything of his earthly learning. All the blessings, the privileges he'd known in that Roman Empire and in those great teachers he sat at the feet of, it was nothing. Oh, but made. Now he must blessedly declare it. And also, what a remarkable place to write to, Corinth. And I find in it, not only in the dear apostle and the work of his Lord, of his Saviour on that Damascus road, and all that it meant, and all that the Lord laid upon him made, but oh, as he preached, as he was made to to preach Christ and Him crucified. As He declares here, I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, the sum and substance of the everlasting gospel for sinners. And oh, Corinth, a place known, riddled, corrupt to the core. Sin flowed down the streets, sin hidden away, sin openly. In that Roman Empire, it was renowned for it, in that mixed port. And yet here, to these sinners, this gospel was preached. And it was made with a divine power. And it went home. And oh, blessed, glorious truths were laid upon the dear apostle when he must bring these things before them. When you read through those epistles to Corinth, there's much sin exposed. But oh, there's another blessed, glorious side as the dear apostle has to raise up for these sinners a blessed, unspeakably blessed Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And when he comes to this blessed portion, this chapter, so much concerning death, but concerning that glorious resurrection, concerning that the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, finished on Calvary's tree. Holy ground indeed, you ever approach to it, soul? Oh, does your soul go out to it? Led to it time to time. Lord, was it for me? Lord, was this done for me? Was this way made for me? Was this rent veil from the top to the bottom for this sinner? So in Christ, all shall be made alive. But the solemnity for this portion is to those, as the Lord Jesus blessedly, solemnly speaks of it, as he speaks, I am the bread of life, and all that the Father giveth me, this is in John 6, shall come to me. This is the all that the Father giveth me, shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him, the work of God, the work made the work finished at Calvary, the work of the Blessed Spirit to draw, believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Trembling sinner, do you glory at him? Would you humbly, tremblingly pray, Lord, remember me, this great, unspeakable mercy, this favour in Christ Jesus. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And oh, to rightly tremble that searching portion that we read in the Gospel according to Matthew. Those things the Lord Jesus spoke so solemnly, so searchingly, and yet so gloriously and full of holiness, that there would be the sheep and the goats. Before him should be gathered all nations. Sinner, does it make you tremble? Thee shall go away to everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal. This is the life that the dear apostle has laid upon him to bring before those sinners in Corinth, those in whom the Lord is so blessedly working. In Christ shall all be made alive. They will live. So, sinner, oh, is there that within for your soul to live? You dear younger ones, there's so much in our solemn day and generation. There was so much in my day. Those earlier days of youth. People might live, but oh, they didn't know what it meant. Poor, sinful, wretched souls left to run the hellward road apace. I came through London yesterday. Very young girl. Well, my conclusion from the way she staggered and the way she was, a drug addict. So sad, so solemn. But oh, there are those that would live. Have their fall here below. Have their kicks, so-called, here below. But oh, after death, the judgment. These words, these precious words, were written by a man the Lord met with. And oh, the prayer, this dear church and people, the prayer of the dear Lord's servants that come in and out among you, prayer of the Church of Christ is that you, dear younger ones, may be made alive in Christ Jesus. Brought to not live the so-called fullness of all the sin, all that those at Corinth knew. For the wages of sin is death, but oh, to live close, to live in the footsteps of the flock, looking to one so holy, oh, so pure and undefiled, separate from sinners. And oh, to blessedly know him and the power of his resurrection. And it makes us tremble about the fellowship of his suffering. This is to live. It's to live when death is all around. It's to be made alive when we know. Perhaps I should, I know we spoke. Perhaps much of personal experience this morning, but I trust the Lord led. And I could take you back to a time, a place. And as I drove the car home from that service that night, I was certain I would never get home alive. Hell would be my portion. And as there was a garage behind the back of some properties where we lived in those days, and did get back, parked the Mini in there, and I slammed the door of that garage. And that was the finality. The door slammed shut. And I walked down that drive, that side passage. And oh, the certainty of death, an eternal damnation outside of the secret. Yes, there was a people. A people unspeakably blessed, a people who were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, a people that would rest in Christ Jesus, a people done with sin, done with the appetite for sin, and oh, blessedly drawn in this time state, but oh, not for me, until I got not quite to the road. The Lord spoke with divine power. Never man spake like this man. Who can tell what a difference? Oh, where I looked for death and hell, there was hope. There was mercy. There was that blessedly flowed and my soul lived. You see, it's the contrast, dear friends, between the death in the pot and your soul that lives in Christ Jesus, when the trees of the field clap their hands for joy, when all creation groans, yes, sin, pregnant cause of misery, but oh, when all creation lives, when all creation sings, when you breathe a different air, made alive. But I didn't mean, I trust the Lord leads to so speak. But this burdened sinner, and this particularly for a sinner this night, burdened perhaps concerning another. Another being brought down in their weakness. Another being laid so low. And knowing those afflictions, those sorrows, those groanings. Lord, can this, oh, personally, can this sinner be raised up? Can this poor man cry and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles? In Christ shall all be made alive. This cuts through, you know, fear. It cuts through the power, the drawing of the old enemy. And there is God-given faith. There is that founded on that rock, which is Christ. As in Adam, all die. Yes, sin. It entered. We go right back in the Word of God, the in the beginning God, and oh, sin entered. But oh, to blessedly point, and the dear apostle did, to yon man, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And you know, their last breath will be of mercy. And oh, their last breath, as it separates that brittle thread of our lives, oh, will not separate. Who shall separate them from that love in Christ Jesus? Nothing can. Blessed be his holy name. And the dear apostle in writing to his son in the faith, dear Timothy, speaks, oh, of deep things, endure affliction. And then he speaks, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Hence, it's before. Oh, for there is that blessedly before. There is that blessedly so near. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Some of us were favoured to gather round the grave of a dear, faithful servant of Christ. A week or two ago, you know, I remember that poor man in the afflictions, in the pain, in that he carried. It was just after a serious operation, a heart operation. We were favoured to be there the first time he stood on Zion's walls again, amongst his own dear people. And he testified of that the Lord had done in his affliction. And I shall never forget it, I trust. He looked by faith, as the dear apostle did. There was that henceforth. There was that before. And you know, henceforth reaches out to it. And he did that Lord's Day morning. And he said this: "Hey, the Lord Jesus will never be able to say to me, 'I never knew you.'" You know, the Lord was very close that morning. And he, by faith, laid hold upon one that is mighty. His soul was made alive in Christ Jesus. His soul was lifted up. Even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. And the dear apostle goes on concerning the mourning, concerning the sorrowing, concerning the wiping away of all tears. You know, it's so very different as we are favoured to witness those in whom the Lord has worked. Sinners, their day, their generation. In all the trials, in all the groaning, the pathway here below, but there was an end. And now they know that end. They know that peace. That perfect peace in Christ Jesus. They are blessed, forever blessed. And they live. What a contrast then to all here below. The torments of the old enemy, the continuous assaults of the old enemy, and that within. That company, as it were, of two armies, the scripture speaks of. An army's fight, and armies are utterly determined, and there is that to overcome. And do you have that within soul, is the Lord teaching you? That fights and raises up in such rage and determination and anger against those glorious things. Oh, in Christ Jesus, against even one word in the scripture, made alive. But oh, to know, dear Paul, you know, such a change. What a God wrought in this angry man, in this utterly determined man. As in this man, the height of his powers. So much on that Damascus road, and bringing down to the dust, and bringing into darkness. And I believe he knew the groaning pathway that we spoke of, tried to this morning. But oh, he most certainly knew the other side. For there is a balancing of the cloud, dear friends, the clouds. And even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. Has the Lord brought you, soul, to a quietness? I will work, and who shall let it? To humble trust, as dear Abraham, this morning, when he believed the Lord, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And all the power of unbelief, all the rage of unbelief, all the utter impossibility was nothing. It was laid low there. Oh, there was something made alive. Oh, there was that the Lord had spoken. And then the soul lived. And yes, there is a going to and fro. Oh, there is, as it were, much trading. It's the wrong word in our language, but I can't think of a word. Oh, that going to and fro, that as the waves of the sea. Oh, to blessedly, no. Oh, that given. Those gifts, those mercies. It is ours to watch. It is ours to grow. It is ours to pray. But oh, it's in Christ. Shall all his dear people be made alive. They'll know little touches of it. I would in no wise diminish it, and only speak little, as here below it is, as the dear apostle speaks through a glass darkly. It's as it were faint compared to those glorious things yet to come. Just the time's gone, but as it comes, there was a dear woman, a dear widow, a dear mother in Israel that used to look after me, a little cause of truth. On one occasion, she told me in her front room of the chair over there, and how there was a dear old lady that had died in that chair. And she spoke of how she truly witnessed the departing of the soul. Nothing physical. But oh, the Lord's presence, nothing of that natural eye, but there was that by faith, that last expiring breath, and the soul flying, as it were, to be with Christ, which is far better. And you know, Christ lived in that room. As she recounted it, her soul lived. Oh, that dear mother in Israel, she too, I truly believe now, with Christ, which is far better. So, even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. His sacrifice, his shedding of blood was not in vain. His finished work, his sufferings, they were that other sheep I have, them also I must bring. There'll be one fold and one shepherd. And for his dear people, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself with Christ, which is far better. In Christ shall all be made alive. Oh, that each of our souls might go out to it this night. Lord, remember me with the favour thou bearest to thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £850, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Field. Mr. Izzard will preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn number 14. Begin my tongue some heavenly theme, and speak some boundless thing, the mighty works, almightier name, of our eternal King. Hymn 14.
Thank you.
O Lord, in mercy, bless thine own word to sinners this day. Lord, do wash, do cleanse. Take us now each under thy kind care, thy mercy, and abide with us, Lord, for the day is far spent, the evening hour at hand. Grant the blessings of rest and sleep and quietness, and oh, keep the old enemy away for a little season. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.